Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Football Pubcast Show number 168. It is one of the nicest days of the year, and we're having to sit inside.
Boom!
Dreadful. Can you believe they didn't reserve us a table down at the Henry so we could do our first outdoor show of the year? In what is technically still winter.
Yeah.
So, it's a shame, but...
We are on the lookout.
Yeah.
And we are on high alert for any tables that do come available.
We might have one of those famous pubcast pauses.
No. No pause. It will be the
run through.
The journey of
the Challenge Annika style sprint.
Can we get to that table before someone else does?
Yeah.
Except that we've got the disadvantage of being the other side of glass.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't think that's...
Got a spare chair beyond. You can smash the window.
True. And you are pretty quick on your feet, Tom.
It comes to the pub, aren't it?
Well, yeah, we've got Tom, Dan, Mike and Chris here this week.
Great football.
Yeah.
Great football.
Jim might be joining us in a bit.
Don't ruin it,
Doubt
Jim.
Doubt he will.
Don't ruin it.
Doubt he will. And Andy Frank's at a conference this week. In fact, before Jim does get down, we'll get it out of the way and mention that Gillingham's, what's he called? Jake Hessenthaler, Andy Hessenthaler's son, scored a cracking goal last night from about 40 yards on the volley. I'll say I'm going to put it up. We know I'm not going to. Find it on YouTube.
Well, yeah, it was a good goal, but it wasn't on the volley. Like, the ball sat up.
Yeah.
It took a touch, it sat up, and the goalkeeper was on the edge of his box. I don't know what.
Yeah.
If you look, I don't know. It was pretty much.
To be fair, there was an element of luck, but a lot of these goals do have an element.
Yeah, it was good, but I'm not having it that it was this wonder half volley. No,
like the well, it's Gillingham in it. Yeah. We haven't had a goal
to
like
me,
that. Like,
no, it was a good finish, but keeper was even in the goal.
Oh well, we'll mention that. It sounded like it was a great game as well. 4-2 to Gillingham. There were four penalties all scored, and Coventry had a
penalty.
What,
two each?
Two each. I think it was two each. Yeah, put them right down there in some very small prints. But where is Gillingham? Yeah, two each, and two different takers for Coventry. So there you go. Back in Fenway, scored both for Gillingham.
Good save by Fabianski last night.
It was,
Great save. More about the recovery, second save than the first save.
Right
to
the line as well.
In theory, who was it? Muller that took it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
In theory, Muller has got absolutely no excuse for not getting there first, I reckon. Because you're running up and taking a pen. You should follow it in, without a doubt, no matter what.
To his feet,
that's what I mean. So he's dived the wrong way, and it's got to his feet. He's then managed to get up, scramble back, and flick it away. I think Muller should be.
So is that three penalties then missed across the two games, isn't it? That is. Ridiculous.
Unheard of with a German team.
All of the Germans,
German team.
All missed by the Germans.
Well, no, Alaba in the first leg's Austrian, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
But still, if we're talking 1938, then all missed by Germans.
Pre-Nazi.
But, anyway.
How did we manage to do that?
So Arsenal are out of the Champions League. Not a massive surprise after the first leg.
No, it was a bit of an odd game. The first half, Munich did look great. Second half, it was about 10-15 minutes where I thought, wow, we're going to get back into this.
After the goal. After Podolski's goal.
That weren't a bad goal. But
it was a fucking...
What an angle.
But what a ridiculous foul.
Oh, what? Robin?
Yeah, no. Podolski's push on Lahm.
Oh, that, yeah.
Like, I mean, even Wenger apparently said off the game and went, can't believe he gave that. He didn't give that. Like, I mean, it was like one of the most blatant...
Going back to Robin as well. I don't know if anyone saw that dive.
Oh, the dive,
it's disgraceful.
He's a likeable guy.
I'm not just saying that. I hate diving. It's cheating at the end of the day. I'll always say that. And it should be stamped out. I don't know...
Do you reckon someone should have stamped on Robin?
Not literally, of course. I'd like to stamp on him, but... I've got
a mate who looks a lot like Robin, I once stamped on him in a rugby game, yeah.
Nice.
That was fun. I played rugby once.
That's close.
I was
going to
say, that story
It was
just,
in PE.
There's so much fabrication of a lot of that story. First of all, you've got a friend. Secondly, he looks like Robin. And thirdly, you were playing rugby. Fourth, you stamped on someone. I've never seen you even be... You've hit like a girl.
I'm a nasty little fucker.
That story is just one huge lie, isn't it?
You've never seen me hit anyone.
Exactly.
If you saw anyone, you'd realise it was more of a slap. Speaking of hit, There's Jim Staples. He's looking outside.
Staples is looking at us.
Lemon-esque thing on
Yeah, and he's looking at us as if to say, why aren't you outside? Well, no shit, we're not outside, Jim, because there's no fucking tables in Plonker.
But anyway,
blatant cheating by Robin the first and second.
Well, that leads us quite nicely. Speaking of diving Germans, did you see Aaron Hunt, the Werder Bremen captain?
That was good.
Dived for a penalty. I can't remember who they were playing. But he actually decided that he'd be honest and told the referee not to give it because he'd gone down easily and he realised.
Normally the ref ignores that though. What did the ref do?
No, the ref shook his hand and didn't give it.
Sam booked him?
No, he didn't.
I've got to say, Aaron Hunt, whose mother is English and whose grandfather went to the same school as Bobby Charlton, and he could have played for England but opted for Germany.
He's one of the most English Germans around.
With Lewis Holt.
I think later on in that game, there was another bit of sportsmanship. I think one of the opposing players, it went out. Was going out for a corner, but he wasn't, so he didn't give it.
That was last week, I talked about that.
I get the feeling Jim just decided that because we're not outside, he's not going to bother.
Yeah. Probably.
Not fast.
He did walk past.
There's only four seats to this table, anyway.
Right.
I really like to see that. I think it was one of those where he's obviously, the guy's pulled out last minute because it looks like, and he thinks he's about to take him out. And because he's running at full speed, and he's obviously, the guy's pulled out, he's gone down thinking he's about to kick him. He hasn't, and he's straight away got up and gone, no, ref, don't give that.
I just hate it when they roll around on the floor in pain, and it's like, you're 13 stone, mate, you've got tapped. And they have to, I mean, there is always a degree of contact.
Well, that's the annoying thing that they talk about. I mean, the contact equals a penalty. That's bollocks. No. Just because you touch a player in the
face. If you're tackling someone, you're going to have to touch them.
Well, I remember the
clutch on somebody.
You'd argue the foul last night, the gave the penalty for. Yes, like, they
were talking about that. I'm glad they rescinded Cabool's against Chelsea.
Oh, fuck me, I know.
That was never a foul, let alone. Oh, just, if anything, it should have been a dive and Eto'o.
Don't even get me started on that. But I mean, that was it. That's tip of the iceberg for the shambles that was that game, but it didn't help matters.
Well, we'll talk about
but
that.
But just going on, going back to Aaron Hunt being honest and sporting. Speaking of the opposite, did you see Darius Henderson's equaliser for Forest against Borough?
No.
It was. He's come on. Have a little look on YouTube. It is absolutely ridiculous. It's almost Maradona-esque. He's come on in the 78th minute. 2 minutes later, he's made a run to the box. The ball's been crossed in from the left. I can understand, I suppose, at first, if you were just watching the game, it looked like he might have volleyed it in. He's actually just volleyball style, palm like literally with a closed fist, almost looks like palmed it into the net. I mean, it is absolutely out. Like, he knew exactly what he was doing. Apparently, the keepers run the 50 yards to the halfway line to have a go at the ref. The fact that I read that he had to run 50 yards to the halfway line to the ref, why the ref was on the halfway line, if he's about to score, I don't know. But, I mean, it was absolutely. But then to celebrate, run away celebrating, like, when you've literally, unbelievably cheated. And it's not even, it's hit his arm and gone in. There was movement to actually, like, to push the ball into the net.
What's the consequences then? What's going to happen to this guy? Obviously cheating.
You'd think with that sort of thing, you'd probably get punished, but Forrest, I think, 3 points into the Championship playoff place, it might have changed a bit last night. But they couldn't get in the Premier League on the back of that goal. Yeah. And that would make a big difference, not just to Middlesbrough, who were mid-table. It's probably not going to affect them in the long run.
But France got the World Cup on Thierry Henry's
season.
Exactly. But
going back to Arsenal with Henry mentioned.
Mesut Ozil.
Mate of mine used to be a season ticket holder at Arsenal. Put it to me that if Arsenal don't win the FA Cup now and don't win the league, that Wenger should be sacked. What are your thoughts on that?
It's definitely ours to lose. I don't think we should go around sacking anyone. It's ours to lose now. We're the strongest team in the competition without doubt.
I hope you're talking about the FA Cup, not a league.
No. Welcome, Jim, by the way.
Yeah, hello, Jim. Hello. What is that thing on your hand? What have you done to your hand?
No, not interesting.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Right, yeah, sorry.
We've already spoken about Jermingham and Mr. Hasenthal, I believe you were there.
Goal.
Yeah.
Yeah, who's left? Wigan, Sheffield United,
Hull and Arsenal.
So you've got Wigan and it's Hull, Sheffield United.
Yeah, Sheffield United's the team to beat.
I tell you what, I was heartbroken on Sunday. It ruined that lovely weather day when City went out. I mean, that's got to be the most unbelievable cup result in years.
Well, at least Pellegrini's not complained about it. Didn't he mention something about full internationals out there, strong side?
Well, what was that hoodie all about?
Oh, it's brilliant.
What was it, Alf? No, how fucking
fella?
How disgraceful! I'd have been in a suit. It's FA Cup final, FA Cup weekend. If they've got quarter final, you're either in a suit or you're in your actual.
I think he should have gone for the
random hoodie.
He should have gone for the trendy in between and had a hoodie on underneath the blazer.
With the hood out a little bit. Yeah.
Just going back to Made Arsenal, I think he had a really good game against Everton on Saturday.
Can you remember the last game that apart from that he had a good game?
I don't think we should be. Yeah, well, okay. he's had a couple of bad. You know, he's had really shocking games.
Every single week you've gone, he's had a couple of bad games. it's now week 10 you've been doing this.
The two Munich games. The home and away leg, obviously.
What he was bought for, to be the difference maker.
I suppose.
Completely, for the
we
positive
can't be
England
his own
fans.
Season on that.
Oxlade-Chamberlain,
who was
really good as well against Everton.
He was running
at the defence, and they were hacking him down.
Yeah, I don't think he actually got legitimately tackled once.
They were hacking him down.
He was fantastic.
No yellow cards given at all.
I would personally have Oxlade-Chamberlain in the centre of midfield.
Especially seeing Wilshere shy of late.
I'm injured.
Especially if you've got someone, if you've given him a slight free role as well, if you've got someone sitting behind him, Gerrard, who's playing that role very well for Liverpool at the moment, you've got him sitting and covering him,
and even in games where you need two people holding, you can have the likes of Gerrard and Carrick or Henderson or whoever ends up going in that role.
Carrick or Henderson shouldn't be there.
Or maybe Cleverley.
That's what I meant by the C.
How many thousands is that?
It was 7,000 last week. I haven't checked this week.
It's 107 now.
I do agree to an extent with Hodgson. Obviously, I've got a United cap on, but it is a bit daft. I mean, what, at the end of the day, it's the internet and people need to man up on it.
Yeah.
The whole petition thing, but, you know.
Atletico went marching on last night.
Yeah. Diego Simeone's horrible bastard, but he's got them.
He is horrible bastard.
Yeah. Firing great guns,
haven't he? And PSG are through, basically, aren't they?
Still my favourite.
What was the final score last?
Is it 4-1 or something?
Away.
4-1, I think.
Or away. Yeah, they're through.
Yeah, speaking of PSG, and of course, there's only one man to mention when we're talking about PSG, which is Zlatan.
I just fucking love him.
I'm sure you must have seen this on his Twitter.
Yeah, this was amazing.
Do you know what, though?
He's really funny as well.
I just don't think it was him.
That's what I thought as well when I read it. I think it's very much looks like
someone from like Nike PR or someone who like does all this stuff. Like
I really want in the third person.
Yeah, it was basically did a Q&A with Zlatan. And some of it was, I forgot to print off one of the diagram. Should I score a goal?
Was brilliant.
Yes. Should it be an overhead kick? Yes.
Will it go in?
It already has. Dead as Zlatan or something like that. Like, there was
someone's got a goal. Table.
Go.
Come on, look at this. Right, we're going to go in droves.
If someone gets there, then we've all got to walk back. Dan's got it. Hold on for two seconds.
I'll try not to drop you in my pint. So, have you had a nice week? What have you been up to? Well, that sounds good. Oh, lovely.
Here we are. Great spot.
And we're outside.
Oh, are we still recording?
Yeah. We are still recording, yeah.
I don't think I've ever moved that quickly in my life.
The shades are on.
Great spot from Stoke City.
Yeah, the shades are on.
Do you want to sit down, mate?
Because we're twats.
Get our bit closer.
All right, where were we? Oh, yeah, Zlatan. Unfortunately, did someone bring my bits of paper out?
I didn't know. Your bits of paper's still in there.
And the rest of my drink, you bastards.
Sorry.
Thanks, mate. I just don't reckon it was him. I really, really would love it to have been him, but I'm just not sure if it was.
No, I doubt it was. I think a lot of these things, be it with footballers or any other media personality, half of their Twitters are not them really anyway, aren't they?
Oh, some you can definitely tell it's them, because they're idiots.
Yeah.
Most of the time. But
they tend to be the ones that get done by the FA.
Yeah.
It was good.
But it was fun. Yeah. I mean, but whoever was doing it, to to be fair, even if it was a Nike PR geezer.
I'd like to think it was Latan, though. I would like to think.
Yeah.
But Silver is not fooled.
No.
PR guys.
And if we're going to have an expert on Zlatan, I think it probably is you.
I fucking love it.
But,
it was Samuel Eto'o's birthday.
Cracking celebration.
He tweeted a picture of his birthday cake and said, reiterate the fact that he's 33, which apparently was Jesus' age. He put that in his tweet
Jesus
as well.
Jesus had a number of ages throughout his life, but 33 his final was his age. Last reported one.
I mean, if we're going to be finicky, you prick. You know what I mean? His celebration was fucking brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, we were discussing it the other day, and it was a bit of a comedy of errors from Tottenham, wasn't it?
Oh, mate, it was just... Like I said, it was... There was so much wrong with the... I think the formation, the tactics, and then it didn't help that we had three of the most hilarious individual errors that you'll see, and a dodgy pen and a sending off.
What did you make of Sherwood's comments after the game?
What, the gutless stuff?
Yeah, all that stuff. Do you think he should have said that on TV?
I mean, he's got a point. Well, I think that if you're 2-0 down with 10 men. But then again, they didn't actually create a decent chance after that. Mm. We just had the slip from Sandro, who's then put it in. But why move Sandro back to central defence? Yeah. Why didn't just put Vertonghen central defence, move Walker to right back, Norton to left back? I think they call the players gutless. If they'd have scored another three or four goals and it had been, and like, they created chances and ripped a spark, fair enough. There's two other goals they scored. One was because Sandro slipped over. The other one because Walker tried a 40-yard back pass header.
Yeah, it was a good 40-yard
pass. Didn't realise it was there. So
yeah, that was embarrassing.
I don't really... I think his comments were totally unjust. I don't think he's doing... he's passionate. He cares a lot, you can tell. I just don't think he's doing himself any favours.
Well, I mean, obviously the vultures are already circling and most of them seem to be Dutch, but...
Ben Arthur, isn't he? Which can't...
Yeah, we've done it the week, but... I just think that...
And I think, what was it, you mentioned that Levy weren't at the game. That must have worried him a bit by the fact that he's mentioned it.
Yeah.
I just don't think... I think, it, unfortunately, I'd really like to see him do well somewhere else. Anyway. No, not obviously I'd like to see him do well at Tottenham, but I'd like to see him do well. He seems like a really good lad, Sherwood, but he's just in over his head at the moment.
I think that's how a lot of United fans feel about David Moyes, but to be fair, we're the form team at the moment. One win in our last one game. I mean, we're flying.
Yeah.
But actually, the other big game from the weekend, one that wasn't in the Premier League, I'd like to mention, was Burnley beating Blackburn for the first time in something like 30 years. It was
34 years, ain't it?
34 years, and they have got a.
That brings me on to a good point about English managers. Do you see who's it? I forget that I mentioned somebody's brought in another foreign manager recently. That's it, Charlton. Watford have brought in another two since sacking Dyche, and he's got Sean Dyche, isn't it, at Burnley? And he's
got
pittance there, and he's basically got.
Well, I doubted all season because Burnley had been up there all season. I thought it was going to be one of these where teams start well and then fade away and maybe get into the playoffs. But I mean, they're 7 points ahead of Derby now. They're flying. It's 7 or 5, same number really. But
tell them that at the end of the season when they missed out by 2 points.
Yeah, but no, they are doing really well.
Who they got tonight? They're playing tonight, mate.
Tonight, I can tell
Derby
you.
Derby and QPR both dropped points. Derby dropped home last
QPR
night.
QPR got beat by Brighton last night, actually.
Did they?
2-0.
At Brighton?
I think it was, was it Brighton?
Good result. Yeah. Go on,
Burnley have got Birmingham away tonight. So it'll be interesting to see if they can keep going, but certainly if they can capitalise on that. I'd be absolutely laughing.
QPR in trouble.
I
say trouble, they've their last looking back like 6-7 results.
I think they've won once in about 7 games.
Yeah.
And really they, I poor. Mean, they've just reported massive financial losses. Which
that's not surprising, is it? Really, I mean.
But your man,
good old Redner.
Yeah, and your man who owns him, Tony Fernandez, he's already threatening to drop out of Formula One because his team Caterham aren't very good. You wonder how
speaking
long.
Of, speaking of that, we talked about it last week, but he did get banged up, didn't he? old
Carson Young, yeah.
Carson Young.
He did get 7 years, wasn't
it? Yeah, however, Birmingham are saying that it won't have any effect because technically they're owned by a company, not by Carson Young himself, so someone else will just say.
Southampton got a new chairman as well. That was announced this afternoon, just before we came down here.
Who's that?
Someone, it's something to do with, I think, an ex-Canadian NHL chief or something? Someone.
Oh, right, of course. Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah, makes sense.
I don't think
he's the only hockey player.
His daughter's Finn.
Yeah, and a dirty bitch as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she did a sex tape with you, I think, as well.
Wayne Gretzky's?
Yeah, she's basically an embarrassment to him. Like, she's always getting herself in trouble. Wow. She's a proper little.
This reminds me of Bruce Grobbelaar's daughter. Do you remember that story from last year where she was doing the old webcam stuff?
Oh, yeah.
And it turns out Andy Franks used to live next door to her.
Wow. Talking of.
What was she doing on webcams? Just nobbly knees?
Something like that, yeah, but with other parts of her body.
Wow. Is she a Mrs. Grobbelaar or has she got a different surname?
Her surname's Grobbelaar, yeah. Miss Grobbelaar. Yeah.
I think the guy that played Morpheus in The Matrix,
Lawrence Fishburne. Yeah,
he hates her for
nice
it.
Nice sporting link there.
Yeah. I just thought we were talking about porn star daughters.
Well,
tweet in if you've got any.
Yeah, if you've got any daughters who are porn stars, and if you can send a link, that's all the better. But
it's Cheltenham this week.
It is Cheltenham this week. Yeah. I won £30 yesterday.
It's Cheltenham 2 minutes ago, right? And half one.
But
I'll be looking at the result for in a minute.
Yeah. On that note, see that the FA chairman Greg Dyke is talking about banning betting altogether in football. They're discussing this because you know the amount of time. You know at the moment.
Yeah, because that won't drive it underground, will it?
Sigh.
You can't bet on your own team or.
Try telling that to Dan Gosling.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they're thinking of completely banning footballers from betting on football at all.
Oh well. What, banning just footballers or banning betting around football?
No, banning professional footballers.
Just going to ban betting. Yeah. No, I wasn't allowed to bet.
No, but you could make it so that you can't actually bet on the football, although I don't think Greg Dyke's powers really extend to
his jurisdiction.
That's probably a little
It's all just part of his plan to take over.
What the footballers going to spend their money on now?
Though,
yeah.
You're only going to cause problems while allowing them to bet on any kind of games. Everyone's got mates at other clubs.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
There's other things you can bet on.
Conflict of interest.
Insider information, isn't it? I mean, I remember that David Mannix, who I went to school with when he played for Accrington Stanley, and a load of his mates.
Stanley.
Who were they, exactly. But they got done for match fixing because there was a game at the end of the season, but they were stupid enough to just go to bookies in this one town, Winsford. So you had like 300 bets going on for Accrington Stanley to lose, and you think, how fucking stupid are you being? At least spread it out.
Surely it's more likely for the lower leagues, then that's where it should be.
Well, this is where all the problem is. I mean, AFC Hornchurch have been rife with it for the last few years, or players associated with the club. That's not to say the club are involved in it, but you know, speaking of non-league clubs, though, Hyde United, we've spoken about all season in the conference. They're relegated with 9 games to go. They're 30 points from safety. Nope, they're on 9 points. They're 30 points from safety with 9 games left. They went down last night. They lost to Alfreton 3-2. No, 3-0, sorry. Tremendous shame.
30 points from
safety. No, they got 9. Yeah, wow. 30 points from safety.
That seems but, ridiculous.
See, yeah. What was it? Speaking of massive points, obviously an AC Milan going out of the Champions League last night. Is it 38 points they are behind Juventus or something like that? They've been absolutely slammed in the Italian press today, apparently.
But Disco Adele's not been doing too badly over there since he's gone over there.
Well, he's done all right, but Balotelli got absolutely slammed again for his two performances over the two legs.
Look at their forward line. I was watching the quarter of the end of the highlights. Robinho, Kaká and Balotelli up front for them. And they're shit.
Robinho and Kaká are shit now.
Kaká and Robinho.
Well, they've still got some ability in them, though, haven't they? You'd still expect them to be able to put in performance. To be fair, it's a disservice because Atletico Madrid are a fantastic club.
Yeah. They're 10th in the league, aren't they? 10th in the Italian league. No chance of any European football next year.
They've really
scared. It's AC Milan.
And even worse, apparently they're going to hire David Moyes as their next manager.
don't tell them that.
It could be a lot worse. And at least David Moyes writes to the fans. He sent out a letter at the end of last week to the fans.
What saying, exactly? How much that cost him in postage?
Oh, God knows. Well, it's probably second class, to be fair.
Speaking of letters, brilliant tenuous link.
Wow.
Did you see the Wolves fan? Yeah, if I do say so myself. You see the Wolves fan? Brilliant. So Wolfsan ordered a replica shirt online, and it arrived with the crest upside down.
Oh, I heard about this.
Right,
yeah.
So he's obviously kicked up a stink. I think he sent an email or tweeted about it, and you know what a shambles. My club can't even send me a shirt that's got the badge the right way up.
There, isn't it?
The response from Wolves was awesome.
Yeah.
Right. So this was the response. He got an official letter from Wolves in reply to his complaint, which was written upside down. Right?
Great.
And it said, "Dear Richard, I'm very sorry to hear you've received a shirt with an upside down badge on it. Although we've been riding the crest of a wave recently in terms of results, we pride ourselves on the quality of our shirts and we certainly don't get a badge of honour on this occasion. That said, the world can sometimes look better upside down. Last year's league table being just one example."
Self-deprecating, I like it.
Yeah. Please accept our apologies, along with a ticket, in brackets, printed the right way up, to our home game versus Shrewsbury on the 15th. We'll also take you into the dressing room to meet the players for the match, where you can get both shirts signed. thanks as always for your support. Best regards, Matt Grayson, Wolves.
Fair enough.
Because he knows it's going to probably be posted online. Mm. Everything is these days, especially if you're writing to a club. Yeah. Like that. So yeah, good.
Fair enough.
I think it's a very clever way to respond.
Tongue in cheek.
Yeah. Well, talking of response, in this case, negative responses. You've seen that FIFA are saying that there's going to be no speeches at the World Cup opening ceremony, as there usually is.
Yeah, what is that?
Because
I just read the headline.
Who gives a fuck either way?
Well,
yeah. The last one I can remember is Diana Ross missing a goal. I've not watched one. Since
you remember that,
USA
but you don't remember
94.
The great speech she did before us talking about equality. You know. But no, at the Confederations Cup last year, because obviously
there's speeches
been,
at that as well.
They have them at the opening ceremony. You get your set blatters and
that.
Who's speech?
Who wants to listen to that noise?
If they're booing because of the climate and stuff out in Brazil, if they're in the fucking ground, then they're not really showing much of a statement to being against it, are they?
Well,
ridiculous cretins. Fuck them all.
Well, yeah. I'm not sure you'd be saying that if you lived in FFA, that it'd just been knocked down.
No, or... I'm talking about the people that have gone to the ground to then boo them when they're in
but
the
ground. But that's why they're avoiding it, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Because they don't want a load of people getting into the stadium and giving a negative response, and it being not that everyone around the world don't already know that there's mass protests against the World Cup, but they don't want it
classic
shining
FIFA
on there.
Trying to fucking sweep it under.
Have
the
you
rug.
Seen the way the grounds are looking out there, like
fucking shit.
Oh, they're looking no, they're superb, absolutely superb.
Well,
they've released a load more photos of the grounds and the ground redevelopments, like the Macarena, Maracana, Macarena, I've always
Macarena.
And the what's the one in Belo Horizonte? About three. Teams play. They could have got their second game. I can't remember what the ground's called, but they just look absolutely phenomenal.
So they're actually done good work to them.
Yeah, it's all like you have
there
the
are,
same
there
mix
are a number
before
of grounds
every tournament.
That aren't.
Well, South Africa got absolutely slated as well.
Yeah. There's going to be loads of Brazilians waiting to beat up English people.
Robin kidnapped.
Yeah, the grounds aren't ready. Blah blah blah, and none of it ever fucking happens.
There'll be loads of tips.
Do you really think
FIFA
are going to allow
I can't wait until late June when we're doing the Jim Staples appeal on here, saying if anyone's got any information,
pray for Jim. Last spotted.
We will light a candle for Jim.
But I don't know. Crime will happen out there, but crime will happen in Brazil anyway, full stop.
Can you imagine if people came to England, the amount of people outside grounds from Millwall and Chelsea and Stockport?
I don't think they'd be playing many games at Millwall.
No, but you get all that sort of person saying, can you imagine? I mean,
you've got a point, Mike.
Foreign fans walking through Salford to go to Old Trafford.
Yeah, no, but there's a big difference between crime in the UK and crime in Brazil.
Yeah, obviously.
There's a huge difference.
And then we've got Russia. No, sorry, then is it Russia, then Qatar?
Russia, then Qatar.
Well, hey, I can't wait to go to those three.
And then 2026. In Mordor.
Yeah. So, I'll go to that. Russian Qatar can fuck right off.
Mordor.
I'll go for a fictional one, yeah.
Well, I don't have a link to anything.
No
I'm
link.
To find anything
no
fictional.
Link. No.
Just make something up.
Well, a cartoon.
The World Cup is now less than 100 days away, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is 100 days.
90 days.
96.
We're now sitting outside with the sunshine. Yeah. It's just making me slightly erect at the whole prospect of it all.
Yeah. You're going to be going out to Brazil, aren't you?
You've been bitten one by one of those deadly Brazil spiders, have you?
Not
great tenuous link. No, did you not see that one that got found? All those spiders that got found in those bananas from Brazil. They're like the deadly spiders. But a side effect if you get bitten from them is an unwanted erection.
Nice.
Speaking of unwanted interactions, should we go back to Zlatan Ibrahimovic?
That was a good erection, wasn't it?
It's just,
you know, like people of a certain age. So I was born in 83. Tom, when were you born?
76.
So probably
76. Are you that old?
Probably you for you.
I know I look a lot younger. Yeah.
So how old were you in 1990? You were 14.
Yeah.
Does it still like resonate with you as it does most? I've got a lot of friends your age that I go to football with. Yeah. They just like, we haven't had a tournament like that. We've not had our Italian 90 yet. My age group.
No, I was
7. I remember Coca-Cola football.
I like the way Chris was quite
Chris wasn't even born.
Right, exactly. I remember the Coca-Cola football, the little red and green ones, like size 2 or whatever it was. I remember that, and I remember vaguely watching it in my pyjamas. 4 years later would have been my sort of Italian 90, same sort of year as you, but we weren't there. So I remember watching the games, but it wasn't the same.
I remember Ireland beating Italy in Italian.
I remember that great celebration. 98 was really the first one
98
for me.
And
Euro 96 as well.
We're talking about World Cups. World Cups are slightly different. For me, it would be Owen scoring against the RGs for 98. Yeah. But that was more that moment rather than the tournament. I don't think the tournament was
The tournament, actually, I watched back last year at some point when I was bored on a Sunday afternoon. They highlights of the World Cup you find on YouTube from 98, and there were some great moments. Nigeria beating Spain, Croatia getting to third place, but none of them are evocative like
I think it's because England, the way that happened in Italian 9, the way England went through and just the tournament, like it kicking off
and
with
fair,
Cameroon doing what they did against the RGs.
Have you ever seen One Night in Turin, the film about England? England was shit in the group stage.
When do you reckon it'll be that we get our Italian 90?
That's what I'm saying. I think the World Cup in Brazil could be absolutely, I don't think England are going to do anything, but it's just going to be absolutely amazing, isn't it?
Because to be fair, the last World Cup.
It's going to be kicking off in a couple of months' time now. Hopefully, it'll be hot over here. It's going to be in Brazil. All the teams that you want to be there are there.
Nearly, apart from Zlatan.
The last World Cup was a bit of a damp squib. It was great, I think, for me and Jim, because we had a free pub for a month via work where we could go every day.
Rumour has it there might be a boat this year.
I've heard a boat.
Bloody hell.
Don't even start. But yeah, there's something that I think it's in a way that the culture, the flair, some of that, it's Brazil as well.
South Africa was good. South Korea was good. Germany was. I really enjoyed the Germany for as a tournament.
In terms of football, the German World Cup was very good.
Yeah,
very well organized.
And then South Korea was something a little bit different. South Africa 4 years ago, it was interesting. Obviously, first time in Africa, but
there's something a bit special about it.
Yeah, the Vuvuzelas.
No,
I can't think of any truly great games from the last World Cup. Any games that you think, oh, that was
England Algeria. I absolutely love that. I actually came out of that game. It was in Cape Town. I'd been drinking so heavily for the previous 4 or 5 days in Cape Town. I actually came away thinking that was a really good 0-0. That was a really entertaining 0-0. I got a load of texts like, "That's the worst game ever." Yeah.
I was working at Royal Ascot during that summer, so I had to try and was sneaking away from trying to watch the games on all the TVs around there, but.
I remember watching.
Do you know when the World Cup, for me, the World Cup's going to actually sort of start feeling like, right, this is on. England are now playing their last game against Peru.
Were we talking about Peru, Honduras and
Ecuador.
And then
Peru's the last game at Wembley, and that's on the Friday night. Hopefully that weekend's sunny, because that's on the Friday night, and then on Saturday's the Frotch Grove fight, which is also at Wembley.
End of May.
And that, the last weekend in May. And then that's... England basically fly out the day of the Frotch Groves fight, so they fly out to their training camp.
I bet they're gutted they're missing that.
Actually, they might fly out on the Monday. They probably all have seats in Club Wembley, won't they? Let's be honest, because he's at Wembley. That, I think, is going to feel like the start of the summer and the start of the World Cup.
Do you remember the weekend before my birthday?
Better. Well,
oh, wow. Fantastic.
We've all got that to look forward to. Do you remember when, before we went out to the 2006 World Cup, was when we beat Jamaica? We thumped Jamaica 5-0.
Yeah, 6-0.
And Crouch did his.
And that was on robot. My birthday.
Yeah. There you go. And Crouch did his little robot. And we all went to the World Cup thinking we're going to win the World Cup. But I did anyway. Was that 2000? Yeah, that would have been 2006.
And I'll tell you what, that was the best day of my life thus far. I'm getting married this summer, so I'm going to have to change that in a few months.
Why was that the best day of your life?
It was a brilliant day. First year at uni.
Jamaica wasn't the best game. No, I know we played very well.
No, I barely watched that. It was at uni. We had a big party day. It was brilliant, fantastic day.
But it was a good day. I was at Old Trafford for that in the Stretford end, and it was like 35 degree heat. We were smashing a really bad team, but they were still a team.
Crowds were scoring. Made it fun.
Yeah, they did a little lap round thing, and we had good players in good form, and blah blah blah. And
Marcus Gayle was up front for Jamaica.
Peru might be a little bit like that. Maybe we get a decent result, and there'll be some players that
make a statement, and it's a little bit more.
Well, that was when Crouch kind of emerged, because before that, England fans were booing him. I remember when we played Uruguay before that World Cup at Anfield, and bearing in mind he was a Liverpool player at the time, when he got brought on, he was booed. And that was a game where he had 12 on his back, but 21 on his shorts, and vice versa.
He can do a job, old Crouch.
And he scored a goal. But, I mean, that was effectively the summer of Crouch, I would say. If there's one player from that World Cup, apart from maybe Owen Hargreaves, it wasn't so glamorous. Crouch was with his celebrations, and he's pulling
who
Brent
do you reckon?
Sancho's.
All right, then. Who do you reckon will be, if you predict it now, England's player of the tournament? If you had to say it now, who do you reckon? Yeah?
I think he could be the emerging talent.
Yeah. I think Raheem Sterling could be the emerging talent.
I think Rooney might actually step up for various reasons. His contract's now sorted at Man United. He's not going to play for Champions League football. This is his one chance in the spotlight for about a year, basically, because he ain't going to be playing Champions League football. His contract's sorted, so he's not going to be going anywhere. All of our qualifiers next year are pretty shit, because now our qualifying groups. The World Cup is his one chance to actually make a statement to world football, and he hasn't done it in the previous tournaments for whatever reason.
He's now 28, so exactly. I mean,
he's coming into the prime.
Well, since Euro 2004,
he's going to be going into the season that follows as Man United captain, potentially England captain as well, depending on what Gerrard does. It's all set up for him, and a lot of people are going to be like doing him down and saying, oh, he's never stepped up. He did, but he was just a 17-year-old kid when he did it in Euro 2004, and he was absolutely electric.
But the problem is he hasn't really done it since.
He hasn't done anything since. So but if he fancies it, on that first game against Italy, around his table, we all know that he's the one player. He could just do something. Like we were talking about Jake Ensaler last night. Yeah. He could just put one in from 40 yards, 45 yards, at a game at the World Cup. And he could do that Owen moment of running past
and
about eight people.
And with Rooney as well, bear in mind what we've got. Three friendlies, and then potentially you've got... It's not going to happen, but eight games at the World Cup if you get to the final, or seven games. Rooney is only now something like 11 goals behind Bobby Charlton's record. It's not... unthinkable. It's probably very unlikely that he could go on and break that record this
not in
summer.
A World Cup. He won't do a Just Fontaine.
Well, no, but if he scores a few goals in the friendlies beforehand, bear in mind they're against the likes of Peru and Ecuador and Honduras, who you'd expect us to beat, and then goes on. I mean, the most anyone really scores, unless they're spectacular, is 5-6 goals at a World Cup, but you never know. And that's got to be the motivation for him.
We can just sit here and hope, can't we, really?
Yeah. In this weather,
I don't really care. England, whatever happens to England, it's just going to be amazing.
I love a World Cup, absolutely love it.
Yeah, but things that aren't amazing, Melbourne out at the weekend, Dan.
Well, that's not totally fair.
Oh, they shit out, have they?
No, they drew. They haven't lost. Still on,
No,
they drew 1-0.
The food is.
Oh, no, I'm lying. They lost 1-0.
I thought it was 1-0. I got up and watched that on Saturday morning.
No, that was it. I was like, someone. That was it. It was Andre Doubleson. Was it? Or someone? No. Yeah, maybe. Tweet saying there's going to be a heart equaliser, and then I obviously read that as actually. I genuinely did, but now they lost 1-0. But they're still, I think, 7 points off the playoffs, about five games to go. Still doable, definitely. Yeah. We haven't talked about, which I was trying to forgot about and then tried to get a tenuous link in, the naughty German fans last night with their little banner.
Oh, yeah.
You must have seen this, Chris. Have you not seen it?
Look at that. That's been drawn by a six-year-old.
Is that a Brennan Stimpy character?
Oh, it's a bit terrible. Like Phineas and Ferb.
I think it's a Brennan Stimpy's esque style of Erzul.
That is awful.
What's Tyrrell down the side?
I'm not sure what Tyrrell means.
Well, I assume that they're... Well, I don't know, actually, because there's a club, Tyrrell Innsbruck, in Austria or Switzerland, but they're from Innsbruck.
We'll put it up.
that is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen.
It's one of the most ridiculous banners I've ever seen.
It's gay gunners
with a cannon below it, and Mesut Ozil, or something that looks like Mesut Ozil, with his pants down.
Are you just saying that because of the
eyes? That looks like
it's definitely Mesut Ozil.
He's got a purple... Yeah, that purple and black stripe.
I like the fact that they've gone to the length of putting him in the away kit. I'm not bothered with that.
He'd never wore that kit.
Clearly some little German kids thought, dash purple kit is the gay one,
I think it's probably one of the best caricatures of Mesut Ozil I've ever seen, though, to be honest.
Yeah. It is spectacular.
Who did he play for in Germany? Leverkusen?
No, it was Werder Bremen.
Yeah. Werder Bremen, that was it.
Yeah.
But the German fans hate him at the moment. They absolutely hate him. They can't... They booed him in their own friendly. I've started... Very
well,
strange.
Edin Dzeko got booed playing for Bosnia as well, which seems ridiculous.
Yeah, but he's an arsehole. But, I know you... actually, sorry, just to go on. Before we wrap up and forget. Stapes mentioned it last week. Poor old Stuart Holden as well. It's been confirmed that he's been ruled out for 6 to 9 months.
Christ.
Like, I mean, that boy, bless him, you just got to hang your boots up, surely. I mean, that almost be 3 years on the...
Well, yeah.
Like,
it was Johnny Evans, wasn't it, putting a challenge on him, which wasn't a dirty challenge. And speaking of dirty challenges, that one on Twitter, which is horrific, from the lad from Maccabee Haifa.
That is unfucking
weird.
Tweet it out, Mike.
No, we did.
Yeah,
I did.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It is absolutely...
Breaks his leg under the knee, doesn't
it? It's horrific.
Well, no, because that was... We were talking about this in the office. I said, for me, a tackle like that, he must... Something he must have shagged his missus. The geezer must like that sort of
hate.
Tackle.
It's no level, hate, yeah.
It's there's
level
absolute
hate,
hatred
rather
in
than
that
just
tackle.
Trying to win the
I mean,
ball.
One
yeah,
leg.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that was one foot,
feet, or
yeah,
the
two,
ankle and the other's
yeah,
just
yeah,
the
yeah.
Knee.
So 2 feet, one just above the ankle and one just below the knee. Literally, yeah.
You don't know what he said to him on a pitch or that, anything.
No.
Regardless, it's not.
The hatred and malice in that tackle was absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, that's something where you think bans should be able to be like 2 year bans.
I'd say a fucking prison sentence.
The police should be
like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it was disgusting.
Did you see the Torquay player? Have you spoken about him?
No.
The Baddie. His name's
the
Baddie. Labadie. Or
so basically
y.
The Baddie, as you said. Yeah.
In French, the Baddie. He bits a bit of Chesterfield player. He's got banned for the same amount of games as Suarez. What's that, 7? 10 games?
Something like that. Yeah, 10
games.
I think it was, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Fair enough.
But with no previous though as well, that's a bit harsh.
I don't know.
That was the whole thing with Suarez.
I don't know that much about the journeyman talking defender. But
there's one thing tackling someone, there's another thing biting someone. If you're going to bite someone.
Hungry.
But again, Suarez didn't get booked at all, did he, during the game?
No, I don't think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, no, retrospective punishment. So yeah, he didn't get booked. They were losing. They lost 3-1 at Chesterfield. Chesterfield right at the top of the league, talking a bomb. And yeah, he got done. I think it got announced today or yesterday.
Oh.
Speaking of bans as well.
He's still banned at the weekend though, but he's not going to be anymore.
Pardew, 7-game ban.
Three of which are stadium
ban. Four of which is touchline ban. And did you see that came out this afternoon, he might be banning himself for further games?
He's banning himself?
Yeah, he basically
he's laying down the law.
He's basically said that as soon as he's allowed to be back on the touchline, he's probably going to be sat in the stands. And if he does have to come down to the touchline, but on a radio, because I think to try and keep himself
a lot out of, managers do
out of
that.
Any way of event, I won't be patrolling the touchline. But if I do come down to the technical area, I will be firmly sat on that bench. Basically, I think trying to give himself no chance of fucking nutting someone again.
Well, you'd think being a rational human.
How is that self-control?
That's what he's saying. What a maniac.
We'll end on one last heartwarming bit of news briefly. Certainly heartwarming for Tom Hunter, and that's congratulations to Albion Rovers, probably the smallest team in Scotland, getting a draw against Rangers in the Scottish Cup quarter-final, and therefore earning themselves a place in the semi-final draw. So, good luck to them. Although, equaliser, which probably shouldn't have been given, scored by our old friend Bilal Mojny.
I didn't think it was a foul. Yeah. I didn't think that was a foul. I thought he's got his back to the goalkeeper. He doesn't even know where the goalkeeper is.
True, but I just felt he jumped
a bit too far. Just straight after it, about 5 minutes later, he did exactly the same challenge and the ref booked him on the halfway line and gave a foul.
Well, that's like
that's the one thing you can say.
I know, we're talking about with the Liverpool game the other week, you wonder whether these referees give them to make up for things they know they've done wrong in the past, but who knows. Anyway, that's us for this week because it's lovely and I want to get another pint and might as well wrap it up. So you know the usual score, email us banter@footballpodcast.co.uk. We're on facebook.com/thefootballpodcast. Follow us on Twitter @footballpodcast, and of course we've got our not very shiny new website.
Don't dress it down, Mike.
Spent hours on that bastard.
Yeah. No,
it's full of content.
And we've had really good visitor figures so far.
For some reason, our SEO isn't working too well. We don't come to the top of search engines. I can't really work out why.
footballpodcastonline.wordpress.com. There will be
At least it's a nice, easy website to remember.
Did you read out the iTunes reviews as well?
Oh, we've read out the most recent ones that we've got.
About four years ago, the last one was in January.
You've had none since January?
None since January.
Have you checked today?
I checked yesterday, Jim.
I don't believe you.
No, I genuinely did.
I set up a fake account and I put one on there this morning, so you've not
did
checked.
Did you? No, like I said, I checked yesterday.
What did
you said
you
put
it
on this morning.
Is it a good review?
Not the best, Chris, I've got to be honest.
See you later.
Well, anyway, on that note, that's something to look forward to next week.
Bombshell.